The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Now, in this verse, he says what he can do first, and he speaks about abiding second. You know, you think you would have that first. The abiding part, he says in the second part of the verse, he says, he awakens morning by morning, he awakens my ear to hear of the word. This is a messianic passage about the Lord Jesus. This is about the Lord Jesus' ministry, listening to the Father and being directed day by day, moment by moment, by the Father's direction, led by the Spirit, being driven out into the wilderness by the Spirit, but being led by the Father. And I think this is a tremendous principle for us. boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they took knowledge of. They marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Now let's think back a little bit. These disciples, this is right after the day of Pentecost, these disciples had been with the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus had been crucified, buried, resurrected 40 days, then ascended. It's been a period of time now. Not sure how much time, 10, 12, 15, 25 days. We're not sure exactly how much time has passed. And yet these disciples, they were with the Lord Jesus for 3.5 years. They learned a lot from the Lord Jesus. They became like the Lord Jesus. The more time you spend with him, the more you become like him. Here, as the Sadducees and Pharisees, hear the disciples speaking, as they see their action, they say when they saw the boldness, when they heard the message, when they heard what they said, when they heard how they acted, they said they had been with Jesus. You know, they had been with the Lord for 3.5 years. And now he's gone. And I want to suggest that continued on. Their fellowship, their communion, their abiding continued on. This would never have happened if after 10 days or 15 days they just stopped abiding. They stopped being in fellowship with Christ. This would never have happened. There wouldn't have been that impact and that power. They wouldn't have seen boldness. They wouldn't have seen strength and spiritual power in their lives if they had not continued in that abiding work with the Lord Jesus Christ. I think these things happen in our lives. You know, you may speak to someone. You may preach a message. You may share something. You think it has fallen absolutely flat. There's nothing in it. You've made all kinds of mistakes. You just feel that has nothing. And someone afterwards, in a passing comment, not meaning to mean anything or say anything, said that was powerful. That really spoke to me. Sometimes they don't say it to you. Sometimes they say it to somebody else. But somehow you hear it. You think it's a failure. You think the Lord's not in it. But when you're abiding with Christ, it's amazing what you say and how it communicates. Years ago, I was at a picnic. There's a chapel in Philadelphia in the Collinsdale area that used to go out and pick up a lot of inner city kids. And it was a small chapel, but it was filled with inner city kids. They pick them up on Sunday. And one of the brothers had a larger property and a nice pool and a volleyball court, and they would invite the kids to go swimming there. There always been a gospel message, a short gospel message. And so one day they asked me if I would give that message, so I did. I gave the message, that was that. I went home probably a few years ago. Now this is going back 20 years. A few years ago, I get a letter from one of the elders that said, you know, I've been meaning to write you for a long, long time. He said, do you remember that message you gave at that pool party like 20 years ago? I said, yeah, I kind of remember that. He said, you know, when you preached there, a little boy got saved. That little boy, John Assembly, and he is one of the most faithful. He's grown up now, he's married, his kids, that he is going on to the Lord. I have felt for years I wanted to tell you about that. I never knew that. I never knew that for 20 years. You know, you think you're not communicating or saying anything, but when you're abiding in Christ, when there's that abiding, these things do happen. These things do happen. What is abiding? Let's go back to Acts, back to John 15. What does it mean when we say abiding? When we read the word abiding, and we read it in 1 John, we read it here in John 15. What are we talking about? Well, let's begin with verse 7. First of all, one of the aspects is God speaking to us. Abiding is God speaking to us and us learning and listening and having open ears. So in John 15, verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. So that is a part of it, isn't it? Abiding in the word of God. Reading the word of God. We should be reading the word of God. We should be reading it. We should sometimes be memorizing it. We should be reading verses that strike you and mean something to you. And as you go through Scripture, jot those down, maybe in notebook, maybe on index cards. I have index cards in my car. I don't know how many I have. And I says in verse